This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, Ibrahim alayhi salam sacrificed so much for the sake of Allah. Allah says, he's a friend of ours. We've taken him as a friend. If you're ready to sacrifice for the sake of Allah, you're ready to fulfill his instructions and stay away from his prohibitions, you will also become a friend of Allah. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah says, behold, the friends of Allah, they are the ones who have no reason to fear or to be sad. No fear or sadness shall overcome the friends of Allah. Awliyaullah. Who are they? Those who believe and they do good deeds. Those who believe and they develop their taqwa. They develop their consciousness of Allah. Allah says, no reason to fear nor to be sad. Those are our friends. Allah says, we will give them good news in this world and the next. That's what Allah says. So Ibrahim alayhi salam sacrificed for the sake of Allah. What are you prepared to sacrifice? What do you sacrifice? When there is haram to be committed, do you stay away? When there is something that will be displeasing to Allah, do you delete it? Do you stop it? Do you stay away from it? Do you change your life for the sake of Allah? Are you strong on yourself? Are you hard on yourself when it comes to bad habits? Wow. Well, we read about the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. What lesson do we learn? Let's continue. My brothers and sisters, take a look at the amount of remembrance of Allah the prophets used to engage in. You know, you read about the Prophet Yunus, may peace be upon him. Jonah, may peace be upon him. Allah says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبَعَثُونَ. Had he not been from among those who constantly remembered Allah and declared his praise, he would have stayed in the belly of that fish for until the day of resurrection. That's what Allah says. So it helped him. Remember Allah, Allah will remember you. These are the days of remembering Allah. So increase. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. The Prophet ﷺ says, whoever says this, it's the best statement that has been said by myself and all the prophets before me. What does it mean? I've said it before, let's repeat it. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah, Him alone, wahdahu. There is no association, no partner does He have. To Him belongs entire kingdom. To Him belongs all praise. He gives life, He causes death. And He is all able, all capable, able to do anything and everything. That's what it means. Subhanallah. You repeat that. That's the remembrance of Allah. These are the ayyam of dhikr. These are the ayyam, the days of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in one narration it says, there are no days wherein which good deeds are more loved by Allah more than these 10. So therefore, engage in lots of dhikr. Dhikr means remembrance of Allah. For your information, one of the highest levels of remembering Allah is simply to read the Quran. Recite it in a melodious voice, male and female. Even if you're a female, some females have asked, should we also recite it in a melodious voice? The answer is yes, in the most melodious voice. It's for Allah. We're not doing it to show off. We're doing it for Allah. And yes, you may teach people, because teaching people is a double, triple, quadruple reward. So engage in all of this. And remember, the day of Arafah. At the beginning of the day of Arafah, we need to engage in an extra dhikr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. After every compulsory prayer, all of us, immediately after we've made salam, we should declare the greatness of Allah. From the day of Arafah, that's the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th, it ends at Salatul Asr. After Asr, you read it, and after Maghrib, it has stopped. So that's 5 full days of dhikr. This is taught by Allah. These are the days of dhikr. Don't forget that. You say, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah, for indeed Allah is the greatest and to Him belongs all praise. That's the statement and the phrase we will repeat after every compulsory prayer. So 5 times a day. The day of Arafah and the days of Tashriq after that. So you have the day of Arafah, the day of Eid, and the 3 days thereafter. 5 days in total. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from us. Don't forget to increase blessings and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to pray a lot, to actually pray for others as well. Supplicate, ask Allah all your needs and keep repeating them. You'll never lose. Allah loves it when you repeat the same thing over and over again. May Allah bless you all and grant us all our wishes. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.